Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Got my friends in here from the Council on Aging of West Florida. And you're like, what? Council on Aging is getting down tonight? Yes, they are getting down. And we're going to tell you all about it. It's the granny get down,
granny,
right?
Get down. Granny get down.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about it. I've got my guests this morning. We have Alicia Macklin here. She's director of Senior Volunteer Programs. Emily Echeverria, who is the, let me get this right, Marketing Communications Director.
That's right.
Man, these titles are tough. All right, ladies, I'm turning it over to you. We got you in the spirit. We're dancing in the studio. Yeah. We're dancing in our cars. What is Granny Get Down? I just like the name.
Granny Get Down, Granny Get Down, Granny Get Down.
Granny Get Down is the cook-off celebration. It's coming up May 23rd at Sanders Beach.
Yes.
And this is a cook-off where our AmeriCorps senior volunteers, they get together, they cook up their specialties, they cook up the collards, they cook up the cornbread, they cook up the pound cake.
Mac and cheese.
Oh,
and
pound cake.
Attendees get to come in, taste a sample of each of these specialties, go around the room, taste everyone's specialty, vote for their favorites. While there is music playing, there's a party atmosphere, there's celebrity local judges there who are also judging the items and picking the favorites.
Yes, including our very own Meg Peltier.
Yes. That's right.
Sign me up. Celebrity judge here.
Anytime you need a judge for food, I'm in.
Bring it on, bring it on. We are going to fill up your cup, madam. We've also got Governor Williams, who is a super salesman for Sandy Sansing. Is that enough
S's?
Yes. We've got Eldon Scott, our own kindness. Yes.
Chief kindness officer.
Chief kindness officer with Sunny's Barbecue. Go Leapers. And we've also got Miss Robin Rashard.
Oh, I love Robin.
Robin's going to be our host. Mm-hmm. And we've got, who are our other judges, Emily? Right now, we've got so many amazing people.
Dr. Sharon Wiley.
Oh, she's awesome.
Mrs.
Sharon, yeah.
They fight to be a judge at this because I'm telling you, everyone wants to be able to sit there and just go, oh, wait a minute. What did you think about that red velvet cake? Hold on. What did you think about that banana pudding? It was
amazing. Mr. Murphy's pork, his juicy pork. That's every year.
Barbecue ribs.
That's a good one.
So now who's making all the food? Just to reiterate, this is not like, these aren't restaurants. These are individuals.
These are our AmeriCorps senior home cook volunteers.
Just clarify, this is not restaurants because we have a lot of great restaurants that donate for charities, but this is a little different.
This is the grandmas and the grandpas. We have our foster grandparents. They're persons who are 55 and over, have a love for children, nurture, tutor, mentor in our public schools, daycares, Head Starts. We also have our senior companions, persons closer to their age. They're all 55 and over as well, and they can take somebody to a doctor's appointment, go get their hair done, go fishing, you know, and also give a caregiver time to have a break and, and have some respite. And all of them come together. This is their annual fundraiser where they get to take home bragging rights and a little piece of change if they win. So,
okay. All right. What are the dates and times and the place and everything so I can get on my calendar now? I already have it on my calendar, but
exactly.
You don't know what I mean.
It's Saturday, May 23rd. It's from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. At Sanders Beach Resource Center. And people can pop in, go through, get their tickets, grannygetdown.org. They can come to our office. They can call our office, 850-432-1475, and ask about Granny Get Down, ask about getting those tickets. They are $20 for the general population. They are $10 for those 55 and older, and it's free for children 10 and or 12 and under?
Yeah, 12 and under is free.
Oh, perfect. So they get to taste everything? Is that how it works?
They get to taste everything. And we have a lot of vendors. We're looking for more sponsors. If someone wants to sponsor and have a table as well, give us a call.
Not too late.
Coming up close, though, because Emily, as our director of marketing communication, she's got to cut off.
We got to print signs. We got to get logos out there.
Get it out there. Yeah. So if you want a sponsor, come on. Give us a call. 850-432-1475. We are more than happy to hook you up. And as she said, Emily told you now, if you're 55 and over, your ticket is still $10.
Oh, my goodness.
$10 if you're 55 and over.
And I'm assuming the proceeds benefit Council on Aging? Aging or they another organization?
They benefit our AmeriCorps Senior Program. So the very programs that these volunteers are serving in, that is where those funds go.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about AmeriCorps and what that means, because some folks may not really be familiar with it.
Sure. This is a federal program. Mm-hmm. AmeriCorps Seniors is meant to engage our older adults because they still have so much to give. Mm-hmm. This is their second, you know, rising.
Well,
it's time
also,
for them to give
older
back.
Today is a lot younger than older used
it's
to be.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
We're not older anymore. We're bolder.
Mm-hmm.
As we
go.
Have these birthdays and we're learning that, no, we're not going to go home and sit down and watch Judge Judy and Steve Harvey all day.
No.
We still have power. We still have purpose.
Yes,
the Council on Aging is there in so many ways to give people those opportunities. We have a sister organization as well, RSVP. The other two, Foster Grandparents and Senior Companions, actually receive a little piece of change as well. They have stipend.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they can make between $400 to $1,000 a month tax-free.
And it does not affect any of your other benefits that you have already.
Wow.
No,
okay.
Not at all.
So it gives them a little something extra to get through the month, which everybody's looking for right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're
Gas
looking for
prices.
More volunteers right now.
Yeah,
okay, so if I wanted to volunteer, what do I do? Do I need to say it's a specific program, or can I come in and meet with someone and then talk about all the programs that Council on Aging doesn't seem might be the best fit for me? Is that kind of what would you recommend?
Yes, if you're eligible for the AmeriCorps Senior Programs, you'll want to call our office, ask to speak to Alicia.
Yeah.
We also have Raquel with the Senior Companion Program. We have Velma Franklin with the Foster Grandparent Program.
Yes.
So you can get more information about those programs. And if you're not eligible for those, maybe you're a good fit for RSVP, Retired Senior Volunteer Program, where you might be delivering meals on wheels, serving at one of our senior dining sites, serving in our retreat adult daycare. So there are a lot of options. We can plug you in where you need to be to continue to share your skills, your love, your time and attention.
I love it. So many different things that you can do. What's the website for Council on Aging and a phone number so we can let folks write that down right now?
Sure. The website is coawfla.org. Phone number 850-432-1475.
Okay, we're talking with Emily and Alicia, who are here with the Council on Aging of West Florida, talking about Granny Get Down bunch of other things. So don't go away. We'll be right back after the break. This is Pep Talk. And by the way, if you have a comment or question, 850-437-1620. Welcome back to Pep Talk, as we have a lively show this half hour
with our
friends from Council on Aging of West Florida, getting down to the music because Granny Get Down is just right around the corner. And we wanted to talk a bit about what Council on Aging of West Florida does, because so many of us know, we all know about Meals on Wheels, which is still a tremendous program. Mm-hmm. But one of the things I'm intrigued about it that I only heard about recently was the Foster Grandparents Program, because some people don't have grandkids.
No, they don't. And it gives them an opportunity. We have one that said, never was blessed to have that opportunity. But ever since I've been in this program, it's like I have hundreds now.
Oh, I love that.
She is engaged. She's ready to get up every morning.
Mm-hmm.
She gets out there and she says, the kids teach me. I'm learning from them.
Absolutely.
We have a lot of people who, first of all, just don't realize how much wisdom and knowledge and love they still have to give.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
But once they start interacting with those kids, and like I said, they're in daycares, Head Starts, public schools. We have partnerships with Umbrella Academy, with Capstone, with Westgate. If you have a heart for developmentally challenged, you can associate with them. And we let you know that you're retired. We don't tell you. We do training to make sure they understand it's not some fly-by-night thing.
Okay.
We do level 2 background screening. We do MVR. We make sure that you're a good person and you're a good fit for the children in the classrooms that you're serving. The teachers love them. The principals, the directors of the child development centers. Everyone feels something from that grandpa or that grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some of them are like, don't call me that. I'm Nana. I'm Lala. I'm not grandpa. I'm papa. You know, all of them have their names. Like, we have a Gigi.
Gigi, yeah.
You know, they're like,
you don't
no,
have to be granny.
You don't have to be. No.
But you can volunteer play that role of a grandparent for a child that may not have that kind of family.
They don't feel that love. They don't get that hug in the morning. They don't have that person saying, yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
And they let them know, hey, I'm helping you learn, but I'm also letting you know there's a life out there and I'm going to help you get ready for it.
Absolutely.
And it's amazing what they do every day. And they can serve as little as, you know, 2 days a week or as more as 5 days a week. It's up to them. They tell us. We don't say, hey, this is a job. You gotta. It's right, service. Right. It's service to your community. And that's what the FGPs, the foster grandparents, nothing to do with the foster care system.
Okay, yeah, that's something to be clarify too.
Yes, nothing to do with that at all.
Okay. All right, so this is what Granny Get Down is addressing with the event. For some folks that may have just tuned in, tell us more about the day and time and what's happening on that.
Granny Get Down, May 23rd. It's a Saturday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Sanders Beach Resource Center. It is a cook-off celebration, so you get a ticket. You get to sample and taste all of our senior volunteers' specialties, whether that's the red velvet cake, whether it's the juicy pork. And you get a taste. You get to dance to the music.
I have a question about this, because if it's anything like my mother, if I went to this event and then I got that red velvet cake recipe, or there was a, you know, there's a something like, oh, that's so good, are they going to give me the recipe?
Oh, no, they're not going to give you the recipe.
They'll just say, baby, if you need some more, you just come on, let me know. But you're not getting my recipe.
Either that or what my sister would do is she'd give me the recipe and she'd leave out that one secret ingredient.
So yours never tastes quite the same.
Yes, exactly. See, that's not right. I'm going to want all the recipes.
Hey, and that's actually something what we did think about doing, like is seeing if we could do a cookbook from them. That is one of the things that we've been thinking about doing.
That would be awesome.
We need to keep that going.
I think that'd be so great.
Because once these recipes are lost, they're lost.
And it's not the same on the internet. The ones that are written on that index card that's got a little bit of the burnt butter on the corner. Yeah, the splatter. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
You know it.
Exactly. We're talking with Alicia and Emily, who are with the Council on Aging of West Florida. So if you've got a question or comment, 850-437-1620. I'm super excited about being a part of this event. Very excited to be at Granny Get Down. And some of the other things that we've talked about, foster grandparents, what are some other programs that maybe folks aren't as familiar with?
So Senior Companion is our other AmeriCorps senior volunteer program, and these are seniors that are helping their fellow older adult to continue to live independently. So maybe they're giving a caregiver some respite. Maybe they are just hanging out with that person so that they have a friend there to talk to so that they're not isolated. They're also giving that volunteer themselves that connection. We have beautiful friendships that form in this program. We've got people that are cutting up, getting into trouble together.
Yes.
They're going out to lunch together.
That's what I'm thinking. I was like,
They're taking them to medical appointments. Mm-hmm. They're, you know,
helping
them. Could
you go to the movies or something like that?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
The answer is absolutely.
Okay. I'm sorry. Yes. Well, I was just wondering if there were any restrictions on it, but what a great thing, because again, it's the idea of socialization.
Yes.
And you know, I don't know why people think that seniors, we're the one, you know, the ones that have lived life, right?
Exactly.
I mean, so we got something to offer still.
100%.
And like you said, the knowledge and the energy.
Yeah.
And we're bad in this society about putting folks out in the pasture.
No, and we don't need to do that, because if there's anyone who understands what you're going through, we tell folks when we come out to do a placement with a family, with a senior companion, the daughter, the wife, whomever it may be, they're always telling us, well, you know, I've been trying to get them to do this and get them to do that. And I say, okay, I hear you. As soon as that senior companion walks in that door, just like that, that person's up and talking and moving doing. Because it's peer-to-peer, and they know that person understands them.
Right.
And we have men that are senior companions, and they tend to work a lot better with other men.
Mm-hmm.
So, 100%. And I always tell people in the school systems they need more foster grandparents, then do us a favor. When you see those persons who are more mature coming into your school, tell them about the foster grandparent program so they can come and become one.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have an opportunity for them to come and serve at your school. If you need a senior companion, you know someone at your church, in your social and civic organization that is retired and sitting around doing nothing, tell them about these programs so they can get engaged and start being someone who can get out there in that community and do that. And the stipend that they receive, even though it's $400 to $1,000 a month, depending on how they
serve. That's a lot, though.
It is.
If you're living on Social Security, that can make a big difference.
A big difference. You can pay a bill with it. You can buy your medication with it. If you don't necessarily need it for that, you can help somebody else with it. It's up to you. Do what you want to do with it. But it's nowhere near what they give back.
Right.
Nowhere near what they're giving to this community.
Wow.
So we love to tell everybody about it, let them know that Granny Get Down is the fundraiser to help it keep going.
Right. And what is the minimum age? What's the age range for the senior commanders and foster
55
grandparents?
55 okay. And our RSVP program as mm-hmm. well, 55 and over.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I know we've got a few listeners in that age range, and we don't call them seniors.
Come on, come
Someone
on.
Came on, I believe it was you, and we call them seasoned.
That's right. Seasoned.
Seasoned.
We do not call them seniors. We call them seasoned.
Citizens.
Yes.
We're here talking about the Council on Aging of West Florida and the amazing things that they do for our community. We're going to come back right after the break. 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk, and we're with the Council on Aging of West Florida. Emily Echeverria is here, and Alicia, make sure I get your last name right. Alicia, what's your last name?
Macklin,
that's it. They are here representing the Council on Aging.
And she really does know me, y'all.
I know her really well. This is the sad thing.
She's on our board.
I know.
Full disclosure.
So I really should have everybody's name.
Celebrity judge at Granny Get Down.
Not at all.
Come on.
Okay. All right, so let's talk about that, because that's the big one coming up.
Yes, Granny Get Down, our AmeriCorps Senior Volunteer Program fundraiser, a cook-off celebration at Sanders Beach Resource Center, May 23rd. It's a Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. Tickets $10 for 55 and up, $20 for regular folks, and free for kids.
Yeah, and if you want a sponsor, if you want a table, if you want a whole lot of folks to see what you do, call us up, 850-432-1475. Let us know, and we'll get you out there. But Emily's got to get it, because she needs your logo to put on everything. Mm-hmm. So
exactly.
Come on.
Do that this week.
We got to print signs. We got to get you out there with
gotta
the,
get
with
you out
the
there.
Event.
Okay, so we did talk about some of the volunteer programs. Who should I call? What's the best person to reach out to if I wanted to volunteer?
Alicia Macklin. Give me a call. If you want to email me, amacklin, A-M-A-C-K-L-I-N, @COAWFLA.org. If you want to call, same old number, 850-432-1475. They'll find me under a rock.
Because she's so shy and demure.
Exactly, yes. Hard to locate, Alicia.
Hard to locate, Alicia. Okay, you two. I love you both, and I just sit here and think
Thank
about all
you.
That you're doing for our community through the Council on Aging and also what you do individually, because I know you're both out there in the community as well. So thank you so much for what you do.
It's
and my last question for the morning is, why do you do this? What do you love about working with the seasoned population?
I think that seniors can be forgotten. Older adults can be forgotten. You know, we love kids, and they get a lot of, there's a lot of causes mm-hmm. out there, but we're one of the few for older adults, for another similarly vulnerable population that often gets, you know, sold short, mm-hmm. underestimated, and forgotten in a lot of ways.
Yeah. No doubt.
A lot of people knew my dad, Johnny B. Williams, and my mom, Lemmy DeLewis Carter Williams, and they spent like every single day saying that it's not about me. And giving back is what you were literally here to do. So connecting people to their needs, resources, opportunities. And once you get to a certain point, just like Emily said, people feel as if you don't have that to give, and they do. Mm-hmm. They really do.
Thank you both for being here. Council on Aging of West Florida, what's that website one more time?
COAWFLA.org.
Okay, and that phone number?
850-432-1475.
I'm going to have Get Down tonight in my head all weekend. So thanks so much, you guys. Appreciate you being here this morning and all that you do for Council on Aging of West Florida.
Thank you for having us.
Seasoned Citizens Community.
That's right.